Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Surgery to remove the gallbladder is one of the most common abdominal surgeries in the U.S., but medical centers vary in how they approach the surgery, meaning some rush patients to surgery even if it's after hours and others wait. Well, a new study in the American Journal of Surgery reports that gallbladder removal surgery can wait until regular working hours rather than rushing the patients into the OR at night. They found patients who had surgery during normal business hours are more likely to have the minimally invasive surgical procedure than those undergoing the procedure at night. Now, the researchers found no significant differences in the length of stay or complication rates between surgery at night or surgery during business hours. So the gallbladder helps in digestion, and they have to be removed if you have gallstones that block the flow of bile. And in other news, a smell test could someday be one of the tools used to screen for people at risk of developing Parkinson's disease. Now, that's according to a new Mayo Clinic study. Parkinson's disease is a progressive disorder of the nervous system that affects movement. It develops gradually, sometimes starting with barely a noticeable tremor in just one hand. But while tremor may be the best known sign of Parkinson's, the disorder also can cause stiffness and slowing of movement. Additionally, there are many non-movement problems, such as the loss of the sense of smell. Now, in this study, researchers examined the loss of sense of smell to see if it could mean Parkinson's is just beginning. Here's Dr. Erica Driver-Dunkley.
We are looking at ways to make a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease sooner than when patients develop motor symptoms. Why do we want to make a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease sooner? Because if we do so, we can then treat with a disease-modifying therapy and stop or halt the disease. And that's the ultimate goal of our research.
This was published in the journal Parkinsonism and Related Disorders. And now let's talk about drinking alcohol. Researchers at Penn State University have found that whether or not you like and drink alcohol depends on your genes. They looked at genes that deal with your sense of a bitter taste and another gene. They found tasting a greater bitterness relates to liking alcohol less. And if you don't like alcohol, you tend to drink less. Now, when people taste alcohol in the lab, the amount of bitterness they experience differs. And these differences are related to which version of a bitter gene receptor the individual has. They say more work is needed to see if these genetic receptors can help predict how much you'll drink, but they also say biology is not destiny, in that consuming any food or beverage is a choice. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.